Welcome, little ones, to tonight's special bedtime story. It's time to snuggle up, wrap yourselves in your cozy blankets, and let your eyes gently surrender to the soothing embrace of the night. As the stars twinkle above and the moon casts its tender glow upon you, allow your imagination to take flight. Tonight, we have a captivating tale to share, one that promises to fill your dreams with wonder and delight. And speaking of dreams, if you've enjoyed our sleep stories, we invite you to enhance your nighttime experience. Download our Hush Baby Sleep app from the Apple App Store, where you can enjoy our tranquil sleep sounds without interruptions from ads. With the app, you can let the calming melodies play as long as your heart desires throughout the peaceful night. Now let's dive into our enchanting story and let the magic of storytelling carry us away into a world of dreams. Dreaming with the Butterflies, a bedtime story for little people. In a picturesque village nestled at the edge of a tranquil forest, there lived a young child named Lily. Lily had a heart full of wonder and an insatiable curiosity about the world around her. She spent her days exploring the meadows, chasing fireflies, and listening to the songs of birds. One sunny afternoon, as the golden rays of the sun bathed the village in a warm embrace, Lily's grandmother, Grandma Sophia, came to visit. Grandma Sophia was known for her enchanting stories and the twinkle in her eye that hinted at magical tales. As they sat in the garden, Grandma Sophia spoke of a wondrous place known as the Butterfly Garden. It was said to be a hidden realm where butterflies fluttered like living rainbows and dreams came to life. With a gentle smile, Grandma Sophia said, "Lily, my dear, would you like to embark on a dreamy adventure to the Butterfly Garden?" Lily's eyes sparkled with excitement as she nodded eagerly. Grandma Sophia reached into her basket and pulled out a small, delicate book with pages as soft as butterfly wings. Luna turned to Lily and said, "Beyond this archway lies a place where dreams take their final form and where the most treasured dreams become gifts for those who believe. Are you ready to explore, dear friend?" Lily nodded with anticipation, her heart filled with wonder. Together, they passed through the stone archway and entered a sanctuary bathed in a soft, radiant light. Before them stood a majestic tree, its branches laden with the most exquisite glowing orbs. Each orb held the essence of a dream, and they emitted a gentle, enchanting hum that filled the air. "These are the dream orbs," Luna explained. "They are the culmination of the dreams woven in the Dream Weaver's Grove. Each one is a gift waiting to be discovered." Lily approached the orbs, her eyes drawn to their shimmering beauty. As she reached out to touch one, it began to glow even brighter, as though it were responding to her presence. It was known as the Dreamer's Guide to the Butterfly Garden. With Luna's guidance, Lily learned that she could choose a dream orb as her own, a cherished gift from the Butterfly Garden. The orbs held dreams of all kinds, dreams of love, adventure, and discovery. Lily's heart led her to a particular orb that radiated with a soft golden light. She gently cradled it in her hands, feeling a deep connection to the dream within. "This is the dream of friendship," Luna whispered. "It's a reminder of the bonds we share and the magic of connection." As Lily held the dream orb, she felt a warm, comforting presence surround her. It was as though the dream of friendship had embraced her heart, filling her with a sense of love and belonging. With a gentle smile, Luna said, "This dream now belongs to you, dear friend. Carry it with you always, and remember the magic of the butterfly garden." With great care, Grandma Sophia opened the book's pages and began to read. "Once upon a time, in a world of dreams, there lived a child with eyes like moonbeams." Lily nodded, her heart full of gratitude. She knew that this dreamy adventure had not only shown her the power of dreams, but had also gifted her with a treasure that would stay with her forever. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a warm golden glow over the Dreamweaver's sanctuary, Lily and Luna made their way back to the garden's edge. The night held endless mysteries and delights, and Lily knew that her adventure was far from over. With the dream orb of friendship in her heart and the butterfly garden in her memories, Lily knew that she had embarked on the most magical journey of her life. A journey where dreams came to life and the world was a canvas of endless possibilities. And so, the fifth and final chapter of Lily's dreamy adventure into the butterfly garden had come to an end. She knew that the garden held many more adventures and soothing stories to come, and she would forever cherish the magic of this enchanted realm. This is the tale of a garden so bright, where butterflies danced in the softest light. As Grandma Sophia read the story from the book's pages, something magical happened. The air around them seemed to shimmer with enchantment, and Lily felt herself being transported to a place of wonder and beauty. Before her eyes, the garden transformed into a world of vibrant colors and soft, fluttering wings. It was the butterfly garden, and it was more enchanting than Lily could have ever imagined. The air was filled with the delicate scent of blooming flowers, and all around her, butterflies of every hue danced in the sunlight. Their wings were like rainbows, and their laughter filled the air with joy. With a sense of wonder, Lily reached out her hand, and a friendly butterfly landed gently on her palm. Its wings were a brilliant tapestry of colors, and it looked at Lily with eyes that sparkled like gemstones. Grandma Sophia smiled and said, "Lily, my dear, the butterfly garden is a place where dreams take flight. Here, you can embark on the most magical adventures, guided by the butterfly's gentle wisdom." Lily knew that this dreamy adventure was just beginning, and she couldn't wait to explore the butterfly garden with her newfound butterfly friends. The world of dreams was a realm of endless possibilities, and she was ready to embark on this enchanting journey. In the enchanting butterfly garden, Lily found herself surrounded by fluttering butterflies, each one more colourful and delightful than the last. They soared through the air like living rainbows, casting a magical spell over the garden. As Lily marvelled at the kaleidoscope of colours that surrounded her, one particularly friendly butterfly, with wings like a vibrant sunset, fluttered closer. It landed gently on her shoulder and gazed at her with inquisitive eyes. "Hello, dear friend," the butterfly chimed in a melodious voice. "My name is Luna, and I'm the guide to the butterfly garden. Are you ready for an adventure?" Lily's eyes sparkled with excitement as she nodded eagerly. "Yes, Luna, I'm ready for an adventure like no other." With a graceful twirl, Luna beckoned to Lily to follow her. As they ventured deeper into the butterfly garden, Lily felt a gentle breeze that seemed to carry the whispers of dreams. The flowers in the garden were unlike any she had ever seen. They were alive with color, radiating a soft, ethereal glow. As Lily reached out to touch one of the blossoms, she discovered that they were as soft as velvet and filled with the sweetest fragrance. The butterflies flitted from flower to flower, sipping nectar and spreading joy wherever they went. Their laughter was like the tinkling of bells, filling the air with a sense of wonder and magic. Luna led Lily to a hidden grove in the heart of the garden, where the most magnificent tree stood tall and proud. Its branches were adorned with sparkling dewdrops that glistened like diamonds in the sunlight. "This, dear friend," Luna said, "is the dreamer's tree. It's said that if you make a wish here, your dreams will come true." Lily closed her eyes and made a wish with all her heart, a wish for a world filled with kindness, love, and endless adventures. She whispered her wish to the dreamer's tree, and the leaves rustled with approval. With a gentle smile, Luna encouraged Lily to open her eyes. "Your wish has been heard," Luna said, "and the butterfly garden will forever be a place where dreams take flight." Lily felt a warm glow of contentment fill her heart. She knew that this dreamy adventure had brought her to a place of pure magic, where the ordinary became extraordinary and the impossible became possible. With Luna as her guide and the butterfly garden as her playground, Lily was ready for the next chapter of her enchanting journey, a journey where dreams took flight on wings of imagination. With Luna, the friendly butterfly, as her guide, Lily continued to explore the enchanting butterfly garden. Each step she took filled her heart with wonder, and she felt as though she were walking through the pages of a magical storybook. As they wandered deeper into the garden, they came across a shimmering pond that glistened like liquid crystal. The water was so clear that Lily could see colourful fish swimming beneath its surface, their scales reflecting the sunlight like tiny jewels. Near the pond, a group of butterflies had gathered, and they seemed to be engaged in a playful game of tag. Their laughter filled the air, and their wings created a kaleidoscope of colours as they darted and twirled. Luna turned to Lily and said, "Would you like to join in the game, dear friend?" Lily's eyes lit up with excitement as she nodded enthusiastically. Luna introduced her to the other butterflies, and soon they were all playing together in the most joyful game of tag she had ever experienced. As they played, Lily realized that something magical was happening. With each touch of a butterfly's wing, she felt a connection, a bond of friendship that transcended words. It was as though the butterflies were sharing their joy and their dreams with her. The game of tag continued, and Lily found herself laughing and twirling alongside her newfound butterfly friends. The garden echoed with their mirth, and it was a symphony of happiness and delight. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a warm golden glow over the butterfly garden, the butterflies began to gather around Lily. They formed a circle and, with Luna at the center, began to flutter their wings in unison, creating a swirling, mesmerizing dance of light and color. Luna explained, "This is the dance of friendship, dear friend. It's a dance that celebrates the bonds we share and the dreams we hold in our hearts." Lily joined the dance, her heart filled with gratitude and love. She knew that this dreamy adventure had brought her not only to a magical place, but also to the hearts of the butterflies who had become her friends. As the dance of friendship continued, Lily realized that the butterfly garden was a place where dreams took flight, not only in the form of wishes, but also in the form of friendship and connection. It was a realm of enchantment where the beauty of the world and the magic of dreams came together. With a sense of fulfillment and joy, Lily and her butterfly friends continued to dance under the starry night sky. The night held endless mysteries and delights, and she knew that her adventure was far from over. In the heart of the butterfly garden, Lily and her newfound butterfly friends continued their enchanting journey. With Luna by her side, she felt as though she had become a part of this magical realm, where dreams and reality intertwined like threads in a tapestry. One sunny morning, as the dew sparkled like diamonds on the petals of the garden's flowers, Luna guided Lily to a grove unlike any other. The trees in this grove were ancient and wise, their branches reaching toward the heavens with a sense of reverence. "These are the Dreamweaver's trees," Luna whispered to Lily. "It is here that the dreams of the butterfly garden are spun into existence." Lily watched in wonder as a gentle breeze rustled the leaves of the trees, and from their branches, shimmering threads of light extended into the air. These threads seemed to dance and sway, weaving patterns that were both intricate and mesmerizing. As they approached one of the trees, Luna explained, "Each butterfly in the garden has its own special dream, and these trees help bring those dreams to life. Would you like to see how it's done, dear friend?" Lily nodded eagerly, her eyes fixed on the enchanting display before her. Luna fluttered up to one of the threads and touched it with her delicate wing. As she did, the thread began to shimmer and glow with a soft, ethereal light. Lily watched in awe as the thread transformed into a radiant butterfly, its wings unfolding like the petals of a rare and beautiful flower. It was a living embodiment of a dream, a symbol of the magic that filled the butterfly garden. "This," Luna said, "is a dream brought to life. It is a reminder that dreams have the power to become reality, and that the heart's deepest desires can be woven into existence." Lily realized that in the butterfly garden, dreams were not distant wishes, but living entities, each with its own unique beauty and purpose. It was a place where imagination and reality danced together in harmony. With Luna's guidance, Lily touched one of the threads, and as she did, she felt a surge of warmth and joy. She watched in amazement as her own dream began to take shape, weaving itself into a radiant butterfly that fluttered around her in a dance of pure delight. The Dreamweaver's Grove was a place where dreams came alive, where the world was a canvas of endless possibilities, and where the magic of the heart could create wonders beyond imagination. As Lily and Luna continued to explore the grove, Lily knew that this dreamy adventure had shown her the true power of dreams and the beauty of a world where dreams could be woven into existence. As Lily and Luna ventured deeper into the Dreamweaver's Grove, the sun painted the sky with hues of gold and crimson, signaling the approach of evening. The ancient trees whispered tales of dreams, and the gentle rustling of leaves was like a lullaby, soothing the soul. In the heart of the grove, they came upon a grand, moss-covered stone archway, adorned with delicate, glowing flowers. It was the entrance to the Dreamweaver's sanctuary, a place of great mystery and magic. As our sleep story comes to a close, we thank our dear little dreamers for joining this enchanting journey into dreamland tonight. If you found comfort in our bedtime tales, remember to visit the Apple App Store for our Hush Baby Sleep app. It's your gateway to uninterrupted serenity, with ads-free sleep sounds all night. Hush, the perfect app for infants, newborns, and toddlers, ensuring a peaceful night's sleep.